It's UTSA's marching band called the Spirit of San Antonio.
The UTSA Spirit of San Antonio was given the honor and privilege of being the premier ensemble performing in St. Mary Glaze for the D-Day celebration.
Ron Ellis is director of bands at UTSA. St. Mary Glaze is one of the first Allied liberated towns in the D-Day invasion, and they're the focus of many D-Day commemorations.
As a history major, this is a really big deal for me.
Thomas Hummerick plays bass clarinet.
I'm just really excited to be doing that.
Now, as you're looking forward to this trip, what do you
think? I'm thinking don't mess up. It's a big deal. Usually university bands aren't really invited to do this at all, so it's a huge deal. It's unprecedented.
They'll be playing and marching in several locations on their self-funded trip, including Paris. Ellis lays out the music they'll be playing.
The Battle Hymn of the Republic, we'll play that. Stars and Stripes Forever will be in there. We might do a little jazz stuff, a little bit of Gershwin. We're the only group playing the national anthem from France and America.
His message to his students before leaving is this.
This is going to change you in some way for the better. You're going to come back from this experience and be a better human, a more rounded human, a more cognizant human.
Hummerick reflected on how young men his age in 1944 were asked to give all.
There was a war going on. They left their university just like that and got in these boats. And the minute those doors opened, a lot of them ceased to exist. I couldn't imagine just getting up and leaving UTSA to go be shipped halfway across the world with a rifle.
For more, go to TPR.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.